Okay, I talked about The Bachelor and why I never liked that show, and I just thought it was, sorry, ladies and guys, because there's a lot of guys like that show. What are you doing? Getting tips on how to, romance the lady and find your forever wife? Or are you, that's right, you listening, like you, are you going to be like him, a scammer and a con artist and in it for personal gain, monetary something, maybe beneficiary benefits, hoping somebody kill over and die while they're sick? I said it. Yeah, that's right. Get excited when somebody says, you know what? I'll end up maybe needing a hospital bed soon. Oh, well, I'll help you get it together. Do you? And all of a sudden the next day, hey, do you want to get that bed together today? All excited about surgeries. Hey, I might have to have surgery, whatever. Oh, hoping one may keel over and die during surgery. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. You're supposed to be attentive. That's right, when somebody you supposedly love, but it's not love, it's just personal gain, profit, con artist, scam artist, recovering from surgery and literally have people that tell you because they'll tell you, the surgeon hospital assistants, of what you're supposed to do when you're tending to someone and consciously, really consciously, not subconscious, consciously decide not to check on the person, hoping that they'll bleed to death or they'll choke on their blood to death or they'll just die in their sleep so you can have some profit and gain. Those are some sick bastards, aren't there? Some in the world? Some sick ass people. That's right. I finally said it. That's right. And then you realize when you're trying to had another woman, like had, like dupe, whatever, that they end up living. You know why? It's called someone who's being protected by those in heaven and God. You dig your own grave. You're digging yourself deeper and deeper and deeper. Go find yourself somebody else to scam and con. Is that why you're watching Bachelor, guys? Some guys, not all guys, maybe one particular guy. Google searching how to manipulate women, seeing who you can go and schmooze and butter up and be all nice to. Someone finds himself in a situation where they're sick. Maybe they don't feel good about themselves. There's people don't feel good, have good self-esteem about themselves, or they're lonely or depressed. And then you've got, that's right, the guys that are the prowlers, and they've been doing this for a long time. They usually have somebody within their bloodline that knows exactly what they're like, but then they won't tell anybody because they figure, well, I ain't gonna deal with them. Psst, let somebody else deal with them. Who cares? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they find two naive women where they live to give them over $2,000 or $2,700 here, $2,200 here, because they're scamming them in bars and restaurants. And then they brag about it. It's disturbing, isn't it? I mean, I'm sorry, I was talking about The Bachelor. Sorry, I went there. Some things just need to be said. Ladies, pay attention to the charmers out there in the world, scam artists, whatever you want to call them. Be careful. They're all about profit and gain, per domestic violence attorney. That's right, profit and gain. And sometimes to get your benefits, just depends, how long the charmer, con artist, opportunist has been doing it, and how many women, and different kinds of women, they've been doing it too. Yes, that's right. But we're talking about, I'm sorry, I get back to the Golden Bachelor, because I was talking about the Golden Bachelor. Why I never liked the show The Bachelor to start with is because I always thought it was really cheesy. I'm like, this is so cheesy. Like, I can't, I'm sorry, I just can't handle it. And I thought it was like, just really bad acting, because I always would think like these cannot be real contestants, can they? I mean, really? I mean, is it for clout? Is it to be on TV? Or are you really looking for the love of your life? And is this person who is a usually a millionaire, a sports person, women, if money motivates you that desperately, you're gonna walk with the biggest asshole you've ever met in your life. Sorry, but it's the truth. Many men who are very wealthy, I'm not saying all of them, but a good percentage are very egotistical, very arrogant, very narcissistic, and very much a, in English terms, jerk. So be careful. Not all of them, most of them. Sorry, I'm just saying it. That's right. the old sassy me, Spitfire's back. I never liked it. I never liked the show. I refused to watch the show. But the Golden Bachelor. Golden Bachelor, you know, let's face it, you know. Dating in this day and age is scary. There's con artists and scam artists, but there always was. It's just they're coming out of the crevices and the dirt now. Because really that's what they are, is they're beneath the ground. Guys like that, they're dirt. They're garbage, they're dirt, the trash. Okay, let's just face it, they are. And there's people like that scamming everybody, scamming senior citizens, scamming anybody you can. Traveling, doing it, whatever, on Santa Claus, I don't know, maybe Santa Claus dropped them off the back of the sleigh, I don't know. They're everywhere. Maybe that's how they hit the dirt, I don't know. And they're back up like zombies, like scamming zombies. Sorry, I went there. This is a great release for me, thank you. I didn't like the show. I just felt it was all paid actors and actresses. But the Golden Bachelor looked appealing, you know? Like, oh my gosh, it's something different, you know? And I'm older now and I'm not, you know, sowing oats or whatever the hell. Or sowing, I don't know, sowing comforters or crocheting, whatever. Whatever you want to say. sorry. I'm a different part of my life, you know? Become an old fart. The Golden Bachelor looked appealing, you know? And the guy looks so pretty. He looked like the guy, the good guy you've always been looking for, ladies. And then, that's right. I watched the show. I didn't watch the last one. And then lo and behold, across the phone screen is the big fat article about the Golden Bachelor. And right there in the headlines, I was like, no! Was who he picked. Did he really? Was it Teresa? I mean, come on. Valerie, Teresa, whoever. I was just completely just like, I can't believe I saw that. But I was more intrigued on finding out who this guy really is, the Golden Bachelor. Who he really is, because here's the thing. When you do a woman the dirty, and you do her dirty, man, I'm just saying this, you know, by experience. You do a woman dirty, you're going to pay for doing it dirty, all right? Whether or not now, maybe later, maybe years, he did a woman wrong. I know, did you read it? Everybody read it about the Golden Bachelor? I know. If it's too good to be true, if they're too good to be true, the women, usually they're charmers, scam artists, or con artists, or opportunists. They're too good to be true, okay? That's the truth. But this guy, literally, I read, and it's like, you know what? Let's not read one article. I'm not really into this stuff, but I'm like, you know what? Before I go finishing the finale of it and seeing this, the girlfriend of, what, 3 years? We're not talking 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 months. 3 years was dating this gentleman months after his wife passes away of cancer? Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say this, okay? Maybe I'm too old school, and I've always wanted to have that white picket fence and kids and that. I always wanted to be, I always liked that wife role and you know, and stability. I never liked dating around, and that's how it's been. But I just chose completely a freaking wall. Absolutely horrible. Let's just say runaway bride. Sorry. That's right. That's me. And I'm learning why I did and why I was a runaway bride with good men, and it's a learned pattern experience. I'm learning that now, trauma therapy, logically, so I don't ever do that again. Tis, you know, better late than never, you know, no matter what age you know you are. But when it's too good to be true, the guy's too good to be true. I knew it was too good to be true. I knew it, because after a while, I'm like, this guy says all the right things and that, and I don't know. It's like I thought it was like all of a sudden felt like more acting to me. I don't know if anybody else felt that way with the Golden Bachelor. And then the girlfriend, your wife passes away, she's struggling. And this has been your high school sweetheart. You've been married forever. Is it morally correct to date after the love of your life, which should only be the love of your life and once, and you're older and that? Is it morally okay to date and sleep around with other women? And I mean, especially after your wife just died? I'm sorry, folks. That just like really like hit the wrong note with me, with the Golden Bachelor. All I saw was that part first. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. The wife suffered, was her name Terry? the wife had cancer, and you know, they built their dream home and that, and then she ended up getting really, really, really sick, and she passed away from cancer and that. And he talked about, you know, and I don't know if they were real tears or not half the time, or if he had a spray bottle or just a bag of onions that were diced. I don't know. Sorry. It's not funny about his wife at all. Those who suffered from cancer, chronic illness, raise my hand, is, you know how serious it is when you're sick and you put faith and trust in the person you're with? I never had that. I'm sorry. Anybody tell me what that's like? Sorry. Yes, I went there again. But then he literally was like dating someone seriously, which means they were sleeping together. And I don't know if they're living together. I don't know. It disgusts me. I'm like, not even been a year. And it kept saying throughout the show how he never found love and blah, blah, blah. And he hadn't been dating and that. It was all a lie. It was all a lie. One thing, I'm sorry, but I'm just old school. Till death do you part. Unless you have an agreement and the person is suffering and they're in frame sound mind, and I'm not talking about when they're in hospice, but when they're not before hospice and they're in right frame sound mind, and you agree, like, listen, I want you to find true love after I pass or something happens to me. Or some people make an agreement, a legal agreement. I know somebody did that, a legal agreement. It's not a lie, truth. I went to high school with them, and they were, you know, had talked about that, but you know, they're not sick or anything, but they just, as I said, they have an agreement. They want to be in sound frame of mind when they make that agreement, and they've been married for a long time. But this guy literally, I mean, and then lying on the show, and I thought, what a scumbag. Golden Bachelor is now the Dirty Bachelor, because he's doing women dirty. Okay, I'm glad I can laugh tonight. I knew I was going to turn around bad times. Tidings of joy and turning it positive, because that's just me. I like to laugh and turning bad times and just finding laughter, because that gets you through anything, folks. Enjoy the laughter on this podcast. But literally, I thought, wow, what a scumbag, you know? Ow. I didn't even watch the finale, and I'm not going to. What's him and his new flavor now? Getting married for TV? Well, that's just married for money, you know? And then they gotta say the grand hoo-la. He's from Indiana. Didn't John Cougar Mellencamp's daughter appear on some news show about how she disliked being born and raised in Indiana and she couldn't wait to move away? I don't know. I'm not from Indiana. But I'm like, this guy just did the dirty and gave the whole state a bad rap for men. Because not all men are like that. But oh my gosh. Did I watch the finale?
No.
Am I going to? Oh, hell no. Because I didn't like him right there. No, death till you do your part. Death till your part. I don't care. But even so, good Lord. You shouldn't be getting over. And you should not be over the grieving process in less than a year. Because most people, when you love someone with all your heart and your soul and your being, and you mean what you mean, there's people like that who are widowed. It's years. I'm sorry. I've never in my life have come across anybody or ever heard of anybody or anything that literally is just ready to jump in the sack and get it on and whatever you want to say, you know. Doesn't have to be golden, you know. Just, I'm sorry, Dirty Bachelor. It's my opinion. And like months? Sorry. It's just not morally right to me. I wouldn't want to have another relationship. You know, if I found love in my life and love and, you know, and you feel it with your heart and soul and everything, I mean, and you're watching them struggle, I wouldn't want to be with anybody ever again for the rest of my life. Sorry, maybe I'm a bit too old school, but no, I wouldn't even cross my path. No, I don't think so. How arrogant of him, you know what I mean? He's a bad apple. Golden Bachelor? No, he's a bad dented apple. He's a bad apple. He's a spoiled one. Just no. Literally, I was like, here we go. This is why I don't like The Bachelor. Don't like watching it. But Golden Bachelor, now I'm sure people who read that about him were like, what a scumbag, you know? He's doing everybody dirty. Golden Bachelor's a dirty bachelor. He's doing women dirty. He did the wrong woman dirty. She did not want to give her name, and she probably has by now, which, I mean, good Lord, just go ahead and give it. Because you know what she's saying true? How do you know? Because she's not retracting what she's saying. And she basically said that even the pickup lines he was using, and throughout the show was the same pickup lines he used on her.
That's right.
And it made her sick, rightfully so. How do you think his wife feels? Because I believe that the body is a cocoon and our soul can travel from earth to heaven. I believe that. That's my belief. Just from, you know, things throughout my life is what I believe. I don't know. There's always a time frame. I don't know. I mean, I just how I feel and what I've experienced through my life. But can you imagine what his wife? I hope his wife comes back and haunts him when he's sleeping and just slaps him across the face. Shame on you. So much for love. You know, that's just, yeah. It's like, I started thinking he was an actor. Like, he really wasn't from Indiana. He's a paid Hollywood actor. But no, the guy's from Indiana. I don't know what part of Indiana. I didn't even want to look. It just disgusts me, you know? You shouldn't be wanting to feel any way at all. And supposedly, you know, I haven't been in love and that since my wife. And yeah, you have. When that woman who got played dirty, you know, when you do a woman dirty, they're going to come back. You're going to end up cleaning your mess up that you left dirty, so to speak. Sorry, truth. She said everything. Let's just face it, folks. Read the article if you haven't already. You know, she said everything right. Katie Couric, I believe, did an interview with him. And I like his narcissistic scapegoat excuse, okay, from The Dirty Bachelor. It's I'm too much and positive right now in my life. And look at this beautiful lady I have next to me. Her name's Teresa. That ain't going to work. That's going to end up divorced. That lady seems like she's got a little bit of couth about her. You know, that had to bother her hearing about that. Like, guy's using the same pickup lines. He lied about his wife not being in love or dating whatever after she passed for years. And here you go, this lady surfacing who literally was with him months after his wife passed away. And dated her 3 years. And then the grand hoo-la-la of doing a woman dirty is for a high school reunion. He didn't want to invite her because she gained weight. So this guy is a narcissistic player, dirty bachelor. And he's a player bachelor. And he's a narcissistic bachelor. Multiple masks. Slaying. You know, acting, you know, is a good terminology. Because she gained weight. Well, what the heck do you think is going to happen to him when he gets another 10 years older? And his chin is down on the ground from his skin sagging, you know? Maybe somebody should say, I don't want to be seen out in public because you look like the character Jim Carrey from The Mask. I mean, literally, I mean, sorry, it's the truth. I don't know, it's just, I had a podcast about that. It's just, you know, I was all excited about The Golden Bachelor and all that stuff surfaced. And, you know, first his wife, and that was just all morally wrong. I believe you end up meeting. He's going to meet her again in heaven one day. And hopefully she doesn't slap across the face while he's sleeping and she haunts him. She can sure do it. You know, on his way up to heaven, the first thing you see is her hand. Who could blame her, ladies? I mean, oh, no. But the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, yeah. We all know she probably had a heck of a lot more to say. I don't foresee. They're trying to predict how long this marriage will last with his new love. I call it flavor of the year. I don't see it lasting. I honestly think it's a publicity stunt. Even if it's her name Teresa, because I didn't even watch the finale. It's been a while and I was going to watch it and life happened. I got sidetracked. I was watching episodes back to back. I was catching up because I know it's been a little bit, but after that, I was like, I have no desire. I unstreamed that channel. Bye. Was it Hulu I was watching it on? I don't know. I was over it. But, yeah, that's my opinion and thought. What a jerk. What a dirty, you know what? I'm going to keep this PG rated. I'm not going to say it. I could say it. I could say whatever I want at my age. You know, but that is just terrible, you know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll just end this podcast because I could go on and I really could. And you'd probably want me to if you're listening, anybody listening, but I'm not going to. But guys, first of all, don't play women dirty. Don't do the dirty, you know, because us women, we play the get even. That's the game we play, whether it's now, whether it's a little bit later, or whether it's a lot later. You know, and the universe works for us, not against us. And then you get the universe that, you know, dishes it up to you too, and sometimes you dish your own self up, so to speak, but don't do that, you know, don't do that. Women, watch out for these charmers, scam artists, con artists, opportunists, attorney said opportunists, you know. They're running rampant right now everywhere. You know, these people have been doing it. You know, these guys have been doing it for a long time. There are women who do it too. Don't get me wrong, but let's face it. 90% of the time it's men that do it. It's not just in the United States. It's international. It happens, you know. Know the red flags, you know. Don't drink toxic, tainted water. If you, you know, don't force yourself to drink it. What was that quote? Don't force yourself to drink something toxic and tainted, you know. If you don't have to, just because you're lonely, don't do it. This is your time to shine and do whatever the hell you want, you know? Eat whatever you want, watch whatever you want, do whatever you want. Well, maybe you're doing whoever you want to. I don't know. Sorry, that was funny. And I know somebody going beep on the podcast right now. Maybe a couple people right now. Nope. Mm-mm. Talk about sexual stuff. Out of here. Beep. But, yeah, be careful, you know? As far as the Golden Bachelor, I'm sorry, there's going to be one less person viewing, one less viewer watching the wedding that you know is planned, it's paid for, they're getting a lot of money, and even if Teresa, if that her name is, after listening and hearing all the stuff, this guy was lying to her, so they're walking into a marriage with absolutely no groundwork of any kind of trust. There's no trust. When you're building something, you got to have at least a little bit of trust and faith, unless you're being scammed, and then you believe what you believe by the person, what they're showing you, but they're really just a fraud, okay? I'm just saying by experience, but, you know, even if that is the case, you know, it's probably just done for hype and for money and for entertainment, and they probably already had a contract, because let's face it, you know they already had a contract before the ex-girlfriend that the Dirty Bachelor did dirty and wrong. And let's just face it, I don't believe for one hot second, ladies, I don't know about you, I don't think she's done talking yet. Amen to that.